You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thanks for listening to American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Bonatti alongside Ethan Uecker.
I'm here.
Jeff Wagstaff and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti. So each and every year, we have talked to patients every week who talk about their struggle with debilitating either neck, back pain, or what they're attributing to other things like knee pain, foot problems, shoulder issues, migraine headaches, and what it really mostly stems back to is troubles with their spine. Mm-hmm. Now, some places are confusing things or they're conning people into hardware fusion surgeries where they need to open you from the front to tackle something in the back. That's not how we do things at the Bonatti Spine Institute. We have patented procedures and methods that are exclusive to the Bonatti Spine Institute in Hudson, Florida. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Bonatti Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Bonatti Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program Juan Gomez from West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Very good, Juan. Well, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain?
Well, yes, I started about some probably 10 years ago, and in the last few years, it increased at an exponential rate. And the last few weeks before the surgery, it was really excruciating.
Can you tell me where that excruciating pain was on your body?
Sure. It was on the lower right side, probably in the lumbar area. And it would just sometimes go all the way down to my sciatic nerve, all the way down the back of my thigh. And it would just remain there. And you know, probably sleeping was the only thing that made me forget about it.
Wow. I mean, that just sounds wretched. Just thinking about it makes me miserable. So when you had that type of pain, did you notice any weakness or foot drop as a result?
Yeah, it's very limiting because not only does it affect your movement, your activities, but it also affects you psychologically. It's like the drop that, you know, it's always on the open faucet, and it's just driving me nuts because it's always there, always there. Can't shake it off.
Okay.
So it was affecting, especially my work as a writer.
Yeah.
Has also to do, very much to do with creative area. Mm-hmm. And I was in no mood for creating anything. I was just trying to cope with the pain.
I can imagine. Did you get any relief at least when you were sleeping?
Yeah, sometimes. Because, you know, at a certain point, there's nothing you're going to do. There's no medicine you're going to take that is going to lower or make the pain disappear.
Yeah.
So it's basically, I'm just going to rest my psyche until tomorrow, in which at least I have a few hours to sleep to deal with the pain tomorrow again.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do to try to relieve your pain?
Well, I went to chiropractors. I did some yoga. I did over-the-counter medicine. Nothing really worked.
Okay.
So
yeah,
until I saw you guys, of course.
Wow. Yeah, what happens if people let this go for too long, problems compound. And then when you use over-the-counter medications, you're just masking pain. So you tend to keep doing the things that trigger the pain, and it can throw your gait off as you walk. So how did you end up finding the Bonatti Spine Institute when you live in West Palm Beach, Florida?
Well, of course, my wife, Kelly, has always been with me. We're not married for long, but ever since we've been together, she knows about my struggles with pain.
Yes.
So she took on sort of the mission to look up for this place, and she knew about the procedure. I've heard it. I've seen a TV ad, and what called my attention was the fact that it's just not very invasive, which is, you know, the whole thing about back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that really caught up my attention, and from then on, well, everything happened until the day of the surgery.
Yeah, Dr. Bonatti, I'm not sure if you're aware in your research, but he's the reason anything exists in the marketplace called minimally invasive spine surgery. But specifically, his patented Bonatti spine procedure procedures are not offered anywhere or replicated outside of our institute. So when you found Banati and you made your way to the institute, can you explain what that in-person evaluation was like with the doctor?
Yes. In one word, I feel like I was a very important person, like I was an astronaut, all kinds of questions, tests. But the treatment I received made me realize this is a very well-oiled machine. From the very nice gentleman in the door who already knew my name, I didn't have to say anything, to being offered to have a seat at the snack bar.
Yes.
Kelly was also told my wife if she could go to the theater area. It was all very personal, like I was taken by the hand and explained each and every part of the procedure.
Yes.
So from that point of view, whatever negative expectations that you may have when you walk in, because you're going to go through a back surgery, it's not like you're getting a tooth removed. So that initial
anxiety.
Yeah, it really disappears because you feel like, you know, you're with people who know what they're doing.
Yes. And when you had that in-person evaluation and they were talking about the procedure, did you feel like they understood where your pain stemmed from?
Yeah, actually, the questions I received were laid out in a way which I would, it was easy for me to answer.
Yes.
And from that very first evaluation, they had a clear understanding what was my main concern.
All right. So I'm going to put you in the OR because we use something called conscious IV sedation. So they do sedate you, and it affects everyone differently. Some get very sleepy. Some are wide awake. Some tell jokes. Some sing. And they do offer you the option to watch your surgery. So first and foremost, did you watch?
No, I don't know why I didn't opt for it.
Okay, that's okay.
But I do remember I was actually joking because of the medicine and the sedation. I said, is this like a truth serum? Because I might know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. And we joked about it with Dr. Wolf and Dr. Sernson, I think was
yeah,
his name.
Swanson,
the
anesthesiologist. Yes.
And it was just great. I have no memory of pain whatsoever. No memories of any part of the surgery.
Okay.
It was just like a switch. And it was extremely non-traumatic at all.
Okay. So when did you notice a relief of the pain that brought you in? You're in the recovery room. So what were their first steps like?
Well, actually, it was 2 days, been 2 weeks since my surgery. And the first few days, of course, I was sore.
Right, because of the incision.
Yes.
Yes.
But it never hurt where the former pain was. And that disappeared from day one.
That's fantastic.
And right now, I'm still just a little sore, but never like the pain before. And each day that it's coming, I feel stronger and better. So
that's
it was just
great.
A success from my point of view.
Fantastic. And I want to ask, when you were released from the Banati Spine Institute, did you have to wear a back brace?
No, actually what I had was a drainage thing that was removed from me the day after. But
yes.
No, I was just with the bandage and that was it.
Okay. And were you told, go get physical therapy?
No, I was told to walk.
Walking
to
was
walk
your therapy?
20 to 40 minutes a day.
Perfect. And
just walk it off.
Now, I had to ask, because it says you were born in Venezuela. What is medical care like there as opposed to the United States?
Well, surprisingly enough, the privately owned clinics, even in this harsh situation, I haven't been out of the country for the last 4 years, but I've been traveling back and forth. And if you can afford it, it's very top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be high-end up to a certain point. I don't think you could find the kind of technology I was subjected to with Banati. But it is, when it comes in private institutions, it's very, very well, very good.
Okay. That's what we wanted to know, because you always hear that kind of push for more socialistic, communistic type healthcare lines.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, that socialist stuff.
Yes.
No, the public hospitals are I cannot say they provide any kind of service. You even have to bring your own syringe.
Wow.
So from that standpoint, it is a complete failure.
Ah, well.
The privately owned ones.
Yes.
Those are the ones that run well. But anything that has to do with government is completely unoperational.
Typical.
And that's been our talking point for years. So it's always great to go to a source of knowledge like you, who was born in Venezuela, so you can point out the stark differences between socialistic medicine and American medicine, and why the push to bring socialism here and communism here is no good.
No. I come from We even had this Cuban physicians that were not even physicians because they go through some kind of a makeshift career in which you can become a physician in 3.5 years. You tell me how good is that going to work?
Exactly.
And they were distributed amongst the shanty towns and the favelas, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they just, it was a disaster.
Wow.
Because it's being a physician more for the political message than from the real profession.
Got it.
So when you create sort of a doctor or a physician factory to create the illusion that your socialist system is working, then it just collapses in itself because you can realize that Venezuelan physicians before the socialist era were very well educated and trained, as opposed to these Cubans. And I don't mean this as a slur to the Cuban nationals, but Venezuela and Cuba politically are intertwined.
We totally understand. Juan, unfortunately, we're out of time, but what we will do is maybe we'll reach out and have you on when Dr. Banati does his talking points at some point, and we'll get you on together to talk about the ills of socialized medicine. But thank you so much, Juan Gomez from West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank you for sharing your story of recovery and continued good health.
Thanks, Juan.
Thank you for having me, and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care. If you want to see more stories just like Juan's, visit our YouTube channel. Search the Banati Spine Institute. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, you're going to hear about long-hauler COVID sufferers. You're listening to American Medicine Today.